Welcome to the Down About Down podcast from County Down, Northern Ireland, with your host Chris Scott, for your ears only.
It's time again for another episode on the Down About Down podcast with me, your host Chris Scott. Once again, thank you so much for joining me and lending me your ears. Over the past 2 years, we have reached almost 16,500 downloads. Yes, 16,500 downloads with listeners all over the world, including USA, Australia, Canada and New Zealand. I'd like to give you all a shout out and thank you for tuning in. Universal right across the world here on the Down About Down podcast. Speaking of universal and music, that universal genre with no barriers anywhere across the world, I'm going tonight to meet a special music group. They meet each week in Killalea, County Down, and it's called the Killalea Community Music Group. The group meets in Sir Hans Sloane Centre, 23 High Street in Killalea, and is a funded project under the supervision of the facilitators Neil Foster and Paddy Anderson, both professional musicians, my ad from Killalea, right here in the centre of County Down. The funding for the project has been provided by Community Relations Council with support from the Killalea Community Association and the Sir Hans Sloane Centre itself. The music project is an interesting concept spanning all the age groups. As Neil himself said, there are no wrong notes here. Having sat in on two of the six sessions, I would describe it as like a jamming session with a real chill factor. You just do your own thing. It could be an African drum, a guitar, a keyboard, a harp, any sort of percussion instrument. It's all there to try out. And you know what the unique thing about this group is? You definitely do not have to know anything, absolutely anything about music. You're going to be carried away with creativity, imagination and emotion, and it's an opportunity, certainly for me, to de-stress. You know that drive home after work, you just want to get away from things? This group's absolutely brilliant for that. It was a very, very moving experience, and it's very, very difficult for me to describe it. Just better going along and joining in. So in this podcast, I speak to Neil and Paddy, and several of the young participants and a parent as well. Of course, the podcast is interspersed with some of the group's music. Absolutely fascinating. I must say, I wasn't using any fancy recording equipment, but it certainly gives you a flavour of the spirit of this group.
Chatting with Chris on the Down About Down podcast. Neil Foster. We meet again.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
And Paddy. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
We meet again.
It's probably a year and 10 months since I was last at a group like this, Neil, and we had an in-depth discussion at that time. It was Colin Montgomery, was assisting you, and now we're Paddy here with you. Neil, is this the second or third time this has happened, this group?
I think this is actually the fourth one.
All right.
First time we got funding from Assets Recovery, which is Department of Justice money, that is from the proceeds of organised crime that's then ploughed back into the community. And then we got some money from Community Relations Council. And then the third one, I'm trying to remember. I think that was from the County Down Rural Partnership. And now we've got some funding from Community Relations again. So this is number four.
Wow. Now, I noticed tonight you have a younger age group. The last time I was here, probably teenagers and so on. So this seems to appeal to younger people now.
Yeah, it's good. And I think there are people are saying, parents are saying that this isn't happening. This isn't happening so much in schools, this kind of thing. They don't have the opportunity to really kind of explore music freely in this way. So I think for this age group to get experiences like this that can build confidence, you know, a sense of I can go into a music setting with a group of people and make some crazy sounds, and I can, you know, I can do it. And there's no sense of, there aren't any wrong notes here. So they can just go for it and explore and express their personality. I think that's really good from young, from early. That's really important.
I was observing you, and I noticed tonight there was what I would have said there was children who are possibly shy, possibly in an environment that's out of their comfort zone, possibly. you didn't force anything on them. You actually sat on the floor and maybe want to pass something across, didn't want it. You definitely didn't push that issue.
Yeah, that's really, really important, isn't it? Just to be playful and not pressured. So it's a different approach entirely. So to playfully offer things in a very light-hearted way, whereby, so the child often knows it's not, there's no problem, you know, you can say, no, not at the moment, you know. And then it's, you've probably noticed as the session progresses, you see people who weren't playing at all at the beginning are starting to just have a little bit of a play on a drum or on a glockenspiel or to try things out. And so in my experience, if you leave that space and you take off all the pressure, then just given time, it starts to become, the music kind of starts to become irresistible, that kind of participating and joining in, doesn't it? It's because you've let it happen and allowed it just to be free that way.
And some of the mothers that accompanied the children tonight were buzzing to get trying it as well, I noticed. And then they did pick things up and joined it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice, isn't it, too? To see that, to have a different space to interact with your child and other mums or dads or and other kids, to be able to use music to do that. I think it really takes pressure off different corners of life, I think, to be able to just let go into that musical space.
Paddy Anderson, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Had a great evening.
Yeah, I mean, you are a professional musician, flamenco guitar.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is brilliant for me because it is a different. It's a beautiful way of looking at music and what music is. And I was really happy when Neil asked me to give him a hand with this group, because his philosophy is close to mine, in the sense that it's quite subversive as well. You know, we talk and set the world to rights a lot, and talk about how people are, often kids are turned off from music, not because of the music, but because of the pressure and the structures surrounding it, you know. And our culture promotes an idea of music which involves achievement, excellence, progress, all these things that our society teaches in so many areas. And we want to do the opposite of that, which is music is here to communicate, to enjoy, to promote well-being, to promote expression. We don't care what quality of sound is produced. We don't care about technical achievement. And we just, when we see the smile on the face of a child who is communicating with music and their face lights up, that's the goal.
It's like pulls apart from what you really do, though, what you've been trained to do.
Oh, I torture myself, like a lot of musicians, with you know, trying to achieve things which are very, very difficult, and I do myself and these things, but I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of it. I've been in that for quite a while, and I'm experiencing a little bit of burnout, I might be able to say, with my own music practice. And so this is a bit of an antidote for me to kind of just step back from my musical sort of navel gazing a little bit, if I'm honest, and be in the community with kids, with adults, and just saying, right, let's have fun. You want to play this, go for it.
I noticed your expression when a young lady was on electric guitar tonight. She had it lying flat on her knee, mm-hmm. and she had the plectrum running up and down.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite an unusual sound. I thought, Paddy Anderson's just had an idea here.
It was. You can learn a lot from watching people who are playing the instrument for the first time. That girl, yes, she takes guitar lessons and she's a good guitarist, but this is the first time she touched an electric guitar, maybe second time, and she was producing sounds from it that were brilliant, you know, amazing, and just added to, you know, we end up jamming. We jam for 10 minutes on a theme, And it's not nursery rhymes. You know, some of this stuff is, you know, it's kind of sort of early 20th century experimental mixed with horror film soundtrack.
If we'd had a video tonight, it would have been good because, you know, you just reacted to what you were hearing tonight. I know that they were playing a scary type thing. It was like Halloween and going off the Richter scale somewhere there. But it was interesting how you brought movement into that concept because you probably didn't realise and you thought, actually, this is very robotic. This is very... Yeah, I noticed you just the way you got up and started prancing about to the music was brilliant.
We did a bit of fooling around. Fooling around's important.
Yeah.
And dancing and moving as well. That's something else that isn't encouraged generally in our schools, in our lives. Kids do it automatically, of course, young kids, they're always fooling around and dancing. But then when they get into like a more formal setting, which you might, if you looked in the door, you might think, oh, there's something formal happening because we're all sitting around in a circle. But actually it's informal and we want to encourage expression of any kind.
Obviously, a guitar is very close to your heart, but tonight I've seen you lifted one of the African-type drums and so on. Is that something you've always wanted to break out into? You know, you've always had a guitar in front of audiences, but there's actually another side to you, isn't there?
Look, in Buddhism, there's a thing called beginner's mind, and this is the mind of experimentation, creativity, and it manifests when you don't know what you're doing. So for me, picking up a random instrument I've never played before allows this beginner's mind to manifest, and you become a child again. You start to hit it and touch it and see what you can do with it and mess around. And nobody's looking at you thinking, that doesn't sound good or that does sound good.
Chris Scott on the Down About Down podcast.
Neil, a lot of this is in our own psyche and we don't realise that, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was whenever we're little, we just create and play and explore, don't we? And we're quite experimental and we pick things up and explore the sound and the texture and the feel of a thing. And then we kind of suppress that, I think, as we get older, don't we? We're adulting and we become normal in inverted commas adults, but it's still there. And so when you put instruments in front of a group of adults or children, you see adults kind of, there's that spark that lights up again. It's really, really important to stay in touch with that, I think. Yeah, it's innate in every human being. Every human being is a musical being.
Now I'm going to speak to some of this evening's participants, both young and old. I'm going to have a word with Arthur. Arthur, I have no idea what age you are. You're probably, let me guess, about six? Am I wrong?
Wrong. I'm seven.
Seven, that was close. Arthur, you've come the whole way up the road from Colinche. That's the school you go to. Is this your second night tonight?
My first time.
Brilliant. And what do you think of it?
It's good.
And now, I don't even know the names of half of these instruments. You have some sort of, it's like a guitar with the end cut off. I think that's a harp, is it?
I think.
Yeah. And what, did you play that tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. And what else were you playing tonight?
A drum.
Have you ever played anything like that before, like a drum?
No.
No? And at home, do you have any musical instruments at home?
A piano.
Very good. And can you actually, have you started to learn piano? Have you started to play scales and things?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you do that in school?
No.
Tell me, your mummy teaches you, doesn't she?
No.
No? So how do you find all this? So you don't have to learn a song for this. You just sort of join in, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, and you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I see next week, if you're coming next week, what instrument are you going to play first?
This one again. Yeah.
And then maybe the piano the next week?
Maybe.
That's really good. Thank you, Arthur, for speaking to us. Helena, you've come along with Arthur tonight, and this group, it's one of those things I would be quite nervous about, and I'm like over 20. But, you know, you walk into this and you don't really know what to expect. How did you find this as a mum?
It was really engaging. Arthur seemed to have a really good time and got to play a vast variety of instruments that we wouldn't get to play anywhere else. Yeah, you had a good time, didn't you, Arthur?
I seen mum playing the drum too, you know, Arthur. Well, as a parent, though, what did you expect when you came here tonight?
We actually had no expectations. We were just coming to see what we could do with different instruments, and we had a really good time, and everybody was really friendly, and it was just really open, and yeah, it was a really good time this evening.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing about it. There's no pressure here.
There was no pressure at all. Everybody was very chilled and just had a vibe. It was good. It was really nice.
Even if you didn't come here to participate yourself, you just wanted to join in, didn't you?
Yeah, you couldn't help yourself. The whole hour just tended to go quite quickly. You know, you just had you enjoyed every minute of it, really.
You'll be bringing Arthur next week, but I bet you can't wait to get back.
Yeah, I'm a wee bit excited. Yes, I think Arthur wasn't sure what to expect this evening. And he says, I'm just trying it this once. But if you ask Arthur now if he's wanting to come back next week, I think it's a definite yes. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, Rowan and Lachlan, brother and sister, I think?
Yes.
Yes, well done. Now, Lachlan, I seen a violin sitting in the corner tonight. Was that yours?
Yes.
And I also heard some sound out of it as well. We were playing some sort of Halloween-y type scary things that you joined in, yeah?
Yes.
So, what did you think of tonight's session?
Fun and good.
That's good. And what about you, Rowan? What did you think?
I enjoyed it because we can just play freely and we're not put under any pressure, and we can just go along and make our own noise.
So what were you playing tonight?
I was playing the guitar.
Okay. Now, I watched you playing the guitar, and it wasn't really the way I would have been taught to play guitar. So the good thing about this is, Rowan, you can play whatever way you want.
Yeah.
So you had an electric guitar across your knees, and it wasn't the strings at the bottom you were playing. You started to play them at the top as well.
Yeah. Usually I wouldn't play the electric guitar, but I wanted to try a bit of a change and I liked it. It was quite fun.
So are you formally learning the guitar then? Do you go to guitar lessons?
Yes, I go to guitar lessons in school with somebody called Barry. He's really nice.
Oh, that's brilliant. So there are lots of other instruments here. I have no idea what you call all these things. Pick one of those up for me, Ron. What would you call that?
Like a maraca type kind of instrument.
And there's something else that looks like something they used to use in World War II here. I don't know what that is, but I think you run a wooden thing. Try that for me. Let me hear that. Wow. Doesn't sound great on its own, but I think you agree, Ron. Whenever all these instruments come together, it sounds really class, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's quite satisfying. It sounds really nice.
So is this your second night here?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to come back next week?
Definitely. It's really fun.
That's brilliant. Shelley, welcome along to the Down About Down podcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have met before because I know that you'd been in previous sessions, at least one previous session here. How did you find tonight?
It was really good fun.
I don't want to embarrass you. We're probably one of the older people in the room tonight, but you've been sitting in front of this Casio organ all night. Is this something that you'd play outside?
Not really. I have a piano at home, bits and bobs, but like nothing much.
Do you play, did I hear you saying you played cello?
I used to play cello. I've played lots of different instruments, just more recently it's been a bit difficult. But what's good about here, you can play it however, so I could play a guitar on my lap or keyboard however, so that's good fun.
There wasn't really any structure, right? You just sort of join in and play a few chords and things like that. Do you actually formally know chords then?
You put your hands together on the keyboard. A few, but yeah. It's, I mean, if you wanted to play a specific song, you could, and people would join in, but it's more about freedom and just going along with it, seeing what happens, which is great fun.
It's really a totally different concept from school, isn't it? If you go to school, you have to formally learn things, they make you do things, and perhaps it's not just quite what you want to do. So you can just come here and do whatever you want with us.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot. Like, I used to find music lessons quite stressful, so this is nice and it's relaxed.
Do you know I get that, Tully? Because I used to go to an old man who used to try and teach me piano, and you didn't practice all week, and then you got shouted at, and then you got more lessons, and it really wasn't enjoyable. This is totally different.
Yeah, it also encourages you to want to learn it more if you really enjoyed it. It's really okay. Good.
So next week, will you still be in front of the keyboard, or are you going to try something else?
Depends what I feel like. Maybe.
Tilly, that's brilliant. Listen, good luck.
Thank you.
Chris Scott on the Down About Down podcast.
Neil, this group, hopefully we'll go from strength to strength. This is the fourth time. You're here for a number of weeks, isn't that right?
You're here for 6 weeks, so 6 weeks in total, and tonight is the second week, so there are 4 weeks left, yeah.
You know, constantly, I be quite locally here, constantly all the time, social media here, there's nothing for the children to do. I mean, I've heard that constantly, but here's another example, what's out there. For someone who wants to come along, what would you say?
I'd say don't feel pressurised, just come along and say hi, even if you want to just come down one night and put your head around the door, say hello, and have a look at the setting, have a look at the instruments. Don't feel any pressure to even stay for the session if you don't feel comfortable, but the door is open for people to come down, have a look, have a go. And yeah, so it's a lot of fun as well, and yeah, definitely worth a look if anybody wants to come down.
It does seem that, as you say, like there's no structure to this, but surely as you go over the next 4 weeks, how do you actually plan it? Or do you just put all the same instruments out and see what happens? Yeah. Or is there some sort of theme there, some sort of structure?
There is, yeah. So I trained as a music therapist, as you know, and what we're trained to look at is the evolution and the progress of a group and how they relax into make music, how they're freely they're expressing themselves. And so I keep a really close eye on that every week. And so what we're looking for is to kind of build week on week towards a place where people are feeling more and more free to explore different instruments, enjoy different experiences, kind of let go into expressing through the music. And so because every group is different, though, and every individual approaches music differently, I don't lock down a kind of schedule of what we're going to do, what we're going to play when, because you'll find that as soon as you do that, you kind of have to drop your plan, because people come in and want to gravitate somewhere else or pick up a harp and you were going to do some drumming. So you roll with that. And then basically you're kind of zooming out and looking at the group as a whole and going, is everybody included? Is everybody feeling safe here and able to express? Is anybody left out in the group? You know, is the group cohesive? And then are people enjoying it? And are they getting more and more into it week on week, and what can we do to facilitate that more, you know, to help with that more? So I always make a plan and then usually ditch the plan and change the plan in the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, because you know, it's like in music when you're in the free flow, go right, we're going here now, or we're going experimental avant-garde electric guitar now, and we just go with that because it's lovely. And because we're following the group, do you know what I mean? We have we have our training and we have our skills, but we follow the group. So if a child leads with something brilliant like that, like you heard tonight, we get right behind it as musicians, because they're a musician too. And we're making music with another musician equally, whether they're 7 or 70.
So tell the truth then. Right. Is there any you've heard here and you've went home and went, that's a good idea, and stuck it down you? Because I know you're quite prolific at the minute. You've been putting a lot of material out there at the minute.
Yeah. I mean, like Paddy said as well, we're just, we're learning all the time. You learn from kids all the time. But I'm not going to be taking their ideas though. No, it's not like that, you know what I mean? You're learning, just learning about, or just being reminded of the possibilities all the time. Because if they feel free, they're going to be trying out wonderful, crazy things. It just reminds you. It kind of frees you up. It's a two-way conversation, isn't it? It frees up our creativity, working with young people who are letting go into theirs. So, yeah.
Would be fair, Neil, to say that, you know, the group has had some success in the past, because I remember Emma and Connor, who I interviewed here about 2 years ago, then went on to sort of head one of the music festivals here in the town, maybe twice.
Yeah, that's true. I would have to say that my sort of definition of success would be seeing the smiles on the faces right here in the moment. But what you're alluding to is also really, really important. So sometimes we've seen people in the group who are keen performers, or they're just developing a bit of confidence, and they're writing songs. And then, and as you said, Connor and Emma both appeared at music festivals locally, haven't they? At least 2 years in a row now, I think. And the process kind of started for them. We're really kind of privileged to be part of a process whereby they found a bit of confidence here, because they were in a space whereby they were very shy at the beginning, and they could try out their ideas, try out their songs, try out some experimental stuff on the guitar in the case of Connor, and then kind of have a bit of an audience, but in a really, really relaxed space. And from there, building the confidence to be on the stage performing their own music. And that's always, I think we're always, what we're doing here is always wanting to build confidence through experiences that can lead anywhere. I mean, I always think that music should be for life, you know, something that you can enjoy yourself, whether or not you're ever on a stage, but right through life. And I think, tragically, sometimes music education does the opposite, which is sort of excludes people from music making, teaches them that some people are experts and some people aren't, which is wrong. Everybody should be able to enjoy singing, playing, enjoying music, being part of whatever, through lifelong, whether or not they're a professional musician or they're on a stage. But it's been really great to see people grow in confidence, and that'll lead to big experiences on stages and things, and in different groups beyond this.
We head into the mouth of Christmas, and it stomps. Will you be doing more groups in the future, maybe in the new year?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, myself and the KCA, through the KCA, Kildare Community Association, which have really generously supported this with time, supported the applications, and supported this work. We apply for funding kind of for groups, sort of one project at a time. Yeah, and there's a lot of competition for the funding out there at the moment. So it's tough, but because of the nature of what we do, we need a relatively small pot of money to do this work. I'll definitely be hoping to do more.
Can I just thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us on the Down About Down podcast?
You're welcome. Thanks so much for coming down.
And again, thank you, Paddy.
Pleasure, Chris. Good to see you again.
Great fun and antics there at the Killaloe Community Music Group. And thank you to Neil and Paddy for inviting me along. And a big thank you to all the participants, Arthur, Helena, Tilly, Rowan and Lachlan,
all for speaking to me on the evening. If you'd like to find out more about the group, just pop down to the Sir Hans Sloane Centre at High Street in Killaloe any Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. for the next 3 weeks. That's just for the next 3 weeks. Or you can contact Neil Foster direct on his Facebook or website, neilfostermusic.com, and you can email Neil at neil@neilfostermusic.com. That's neil@neilfostermusic.com if you're looking any more details about that group. Going to wish you guys and gals there all the very best. That's a wrap on this podcast episode, and until we meet again, stay safe, folks.
If you would like to get in touch with Chris at the Down About Down podcast, then email downaboutdown@outlook.com. You've been listening to Down About Down podcast, hosted and produced by Chris Scott, for your ears only.